This is another DEM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Alice Cameron. Alice, how are you?
I'm doing well, Henrik. How are you?
Great. Alice, how are you involved with digital asset management?
So I got involved with digital asset management kind of haphazardly. I did my undergraduate degree in history and couldn't quite decide what to do with that. I had always enjoyed libraries and archives, so decided to transfer that into a master's in library and information science at Dominican University, which is out in River Forest, Illinois. And from there, I actually had really good luck in my internship and ended up interning with WFMT Radio to work with their Studs Terkel radio archive. Mm-hmm. So we worked in transcribing a lot of those interviews, and it really opened my eyes to kind of the world of what librarianship meant. And then I think, unlike most grad students, was very luckily offered a position at McDonald's global headquarters the day after I graduated with their DAM system. So something that I had never really known existed turned into my career. And from there, I began my work at Northwestern University. So I currently run our digital asset management system. I was brought on right before we signed with our vendor, since we have over 36 marketing departments alone. And that's outside of necessarily just, you know, regular schools and departments, each housing their own marketing content. It was very important that they had a centralized place where people were able to find what they needed and share what they needed and make sure it was stored properly. So it really went from the office that I am in global marketing, having this really incredible idea. And from there, I implemented the system. I now run the system from day to day. There are a lot of different levels to it, but my main approach and what encompasses all of it is kind of seeing, you know, the asset as a holistic life cycle and making sure that from creation to preservation, we are handling the asset in the way that we should from beginning to end. And now I'm also seeing, you know, ways that we can do that before the asset is even created. So, you know, when we're scheduling photo shoots and things like that, making sure that from every step of the way, we're doing all that we can to have it stored properly, to make sure that people are able to access what they need, to make sure that people cannot access what they're not supposed to, and to use things in a way that are really going to help our brand, help our university. So yeah, so a variety of different ways, I think, as most DAM professionals see it.
Alice, how does a premier research university use digital asset management?
So there are quite a few different ways. Really, the most integral to us is, again, brand consistency, making sure that, you know, since we do have so many different incredible institutions that we work with, having them all be able to access content immediately upon its creation and download it and use it in their marketing, in their, you know, presentations across the world. That's really our main focus for each of our schools and each of our departments. And that encompasses all of our campuses. So since we are a universal university, we're based in Qatar and we're based in Evanston and Chicago and also in San Francisco. So having, you know, a web platform where everybody can kind of be on the same page to make sure that our brand is being represented in the way that it should be is one of the best ways we can utilize the tool.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
Just overall, I think that most people in the field can relate to it. There are, again, just a lot of silos in organizations. It really needs to come, you know, from the top down. Throughout my career, have seen it just kind of, you know, taper off. So people are very excited about, you know, having a DAM, and then the onboarding doesn't go properly, or people just kind of get stuck in old workflows. And it's not necessarily anybody's fault, but the way that dams are brought into any institution or organization, I think it's really integral for that to be kind of a focus for anything to happen with it. You know, you can buy a big expensive system, and if you don't have anybody running it properly and you don't have your employees or staff, they don't have the ability to access things that they need to, it's not going to be used, and it's just kind of going to be another system that they have that they pay for that doesn't necessarily work for them. I think with that as well, having the professionals in the field, DAM is, in a lot of ways, it's very old and it's very new. So having people that have the right skill set is vital. I found I've been really, really fortunate to be able to partner with two different ALA accredited library schools, graduate schools, and use their incredible students to help us with our system, and to also kind of open up conversations with other organizations who need DAM professionals. You know, there's no real, like, here's a website I go to, here's a degree that I can take. Things are popping up, definitely, but there's not kind of a strong group that is mandating or showing, you know, these are the necessary qualifications. As I said, you know, earlier, kind of coming into this with a library background, I didn't know DAM existed. You know, I didn't really realize what my degree would lead me to. And when I look at it now, I'm like, oh wow, you know, this, a master's in library information science is really a master's in DAM for me. They're all focusing now, you know, on metadata and taxonomy and all of these very integral things. And at the end of the day, it's so much about, you know, storing, preserving, giving access to information. That's really the highlight of librarianship, of being an archivist and also being a DAM professional. So I think just seeing kind of the crossover, since so many people come into the field in different ways, a lot of, you know, photographers, graphic designers, it really kind of spans all over the place. But I think the lack of having, you know, like kind of a central professional organization that can say, hey, like here are, you know, the necessary qualifications for these people that you'll want, can be definitely hard to overcome. And it also, you know, makes it harder to explain to people kind of what we do when it's often, you know, people are hired for a specific job and it ends up becoming something that's DAM is like the project, but then they are pulled into a lot of different directions. And the DAM often, I feel, loses its integrity and its usefulness. So I think, I guess, better explaining what the field requires of people is very important. And I'd like to see that grow. Again, I've been able to do that, you know, with students and connecting them with different groups. I know like Henry Stewart DAM, things like that are really great ways to kind of promote what we do and show people how useful and, you know, cost effective it really is to have everything in one place. But yeah, I think that the struggle was really kind of the onboarding, and also, again, just showing people what it is that we do.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I would definitely say, not to plug librarianship too much, but a lot of these schools are transferring their programs and names into things like iSchool, you know, information schools, because there is so much data out there and we need to figure out what to do with all of it. Mm-hmm. So my advice would be, you know, get a master's in library and information science and focus in on DAMs and come and take a practicum or do an internship. I do think that's really useful. Also trying to find places to learn more from other professionals. So much of this is networking and talking to others in the field about what they do. I'm very lucky again to work at an incredible university that gives me the opportunity to, you know, talk to other professionals at other universities who are doing the same thing, and we're able to see, you know, what missteps are there, what can we do better, what areas are you working in that maybe we're not utilizing that or not leveraging. So definitely for people who want to become dam professionals, I would say just, you know, doing the research and finding out what's needed, and also seeing things from, again, this kind of much higher level perspective of, you know, not getting stuck in editing metadata and things like that are very necessary, and it's so important, but seeing kind of the long-term goal of what we're hoping to do with assets is vitally important.
Thanks, Alice.
You're very welcome.
For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com for 200 other episodes and transcripts of the interviews. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.